joined here by the Donegal under 20 vice captain Cal McRae. You were skipper for the night, Callum, and Donegal came through in the end against Fermanagh, but it was a real tough battle out there.
Yeah, Fermanagh gave it their all. You know, the first 15 minutes they really pressed us high, and we struggled to get out, and they got a few scores on the board, and every time we seemed to come back they seemed to get a goal, and we were always playing catch up kind of. But then we brought on fresh legs, Shane Sweeney, Lenny, and they done the business down at the end.
Yeah, were you surprised by how aggressive they were? Like, they were pushing man up, like they were leaving a forward free in attack, but they obviously felt they could win the ball high up the field, and like they caused you problems in that first half.
Yeah, no, we did expect that they'd come out with everything that they had for the first 15 minutes, but I think it just took us a while to get up to the pace of the play. And you know, once we did get settled, I think we got a good few scores on the board, but then they seemed to get the goal, and then it was... We got another spell before half time, but it just seemed that every time that we did get a bit of momentum, then they penned us back in again. Then, like,
yeah, was at any stage in the second half were you worried that it wasn't going to go your way? Like, they were still 3 points up with 56 minutes played.
Well, we had a lot of the ball. Like, we had them penned in on the kickouts, and we felt that if we just kept plugging away, that we'd get our chances. Like, we did leave a lot behind us. I don't know how many wides we had there, but it was a lot now, and we felt that if we just get the right man in the right spot, so we would get a bit of momentum, and we would get the scores on the board then.
Yeah, I think it was 16 wide, so it'll be a bit of shooting practice and training this week maybe.
Yeah, no, it was very poor in our shooting, especially in the second half. We were kind of chasing it and we were forcing things a wee bit, but hopefully it'll come now, coming in the next week.
Yeah, but yet, as much as the shooting was a little bit erratic at times, you showed good composure down the home stretch, like Thomas Lenihan with a big two-pointer, and then Calvin McLaughlin with the one or two of your probably the youngest players in the panel.
They're only up from minor, and Thomas just missed one beforehand, so he showed great character and maturity to go back again and hit the two-pointer. And now we have plenty of subs that are pushing the start on the bench, and they'll be glad of that. Yeah.
Very good. So it's it's a good victory. You go to play Monaghan now next week, next Wednesday, I believe. And Monaghan were beaten by Derry tonight by 3 points, but they were in an All-Ireland Minor final 3 years ago, so they're going to be a pretty strong side.
Yeah, we played them at minor level too, so we know what they're about, and they're a strong side, and they're always competing at Ulster level down through the years at minor level. So we're expecting a tough test, and it's in Castleblaney as well. So full focus on that now, and then hopefully the result will go our way.
Yeah, and just finally, huge representation from Four Masters on the squad, and a lot of your boys played here this evening. Like, it's, I suppose we have all seen it at underage level, but to have that amount of players involved in the county setup is remarkable.
Yeah, it's a great representation of not just the players, but the work that the volunteers and coaches down through the ages, like the amount of effort that they all put in from under eights up to minor level. Like, It's so important that everyone develops, and we're probably reaping the rewards now of boys being up on county teams and whatnot. So.